door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Hello, Jerry.
Oh, Linda. I didn't see you there. A bit dark on these stairs.
How have you been?
Oh, pretty good. Haven't seen you around for a while.
No, I've been pretty tied up.
Seen your brother coming out of the apartment often enough. I thought you must have gone on a vacation or something.
I've been sick.
No. Well, look, why didn't you yell?
Oh, I didn't want to worry you.
Well, isn't that what neighbors are for? Look, I don't want to butt in or anything, but that brother of yours couldn't look after a sick cat. Oh, gee, Lynn, you should have given me a call. How've you two been getting on lately?
All right, I guess.
It's dark in this hall. Wait till I switch your light on.
No, don't. I didn't want you to.
Linda. What happened to your face?
Nothing happened to my face, Jerry. I was in an accident, that's all.
An accident? I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I was in an accident, that's all.
Yeah, that's all. That brother of yours ought to be shot.
Oh, please, Jerry, not so loud. He'll hear you.
So he'll hear me.
He doesn't like me talking to you.
Well, we're neighbors, aren't we? Right thick next door to each other. What's wrong with our talking?
He just doesn't like it.
Linda, why don't you leave him and get somewhere else to live? He's rotten doing that to you.
He couldn't help it.
Oh, his hand slip or something?
He's got a bad temper, that's all. He's not very well sometimes.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. What was he drinking when this happened?
I can't leave him, Jerry. I'm the only family he's got.
Yeah, it's happened to other people. I'm the only family I've got, but I don't go around beating girls up because of it.
It's no use arguing when he's feeling well. He's all right.
Linda, you know I think you're pretty swell.
Sure.
I never mentioned it to you right out, but if I got the chance, I'd like to take you around a little. What I mean is I
know what you mean, Jerry. I think you're swell, too. Much too nice a guy to get mixed up with Stan and me.
I don't want anything to do with your brother. It's you. Linda, you need someone to look after you.
Oh, that'd be nice, but... It's not you, Jerry. I don't think it's in the cards.
Cards? What gives with cards? Linda, I'll lay it on the line. I want you to be my girl for keeps.
Anything? No one's ever asked me to be their girl before. It makes me feel kind of special.
Well, you are special.
I'm older than you, Jerry.
5 years.
Yes, 5 years. What were you doing when you were 17?
College.
I was hustling drinks in the bar until they threw me out. I was too young.
Look, stop knocking yourself, will you?
Then I worked in Burlicue for a while. That'd be about the time you were graduating. I graduated in the wrong school, Jerry.
You can argue all you want, Linda, but...
Linda!
I've got to go.
Well, will you see me later?
Linda!
If I can.
If he does that to you again, so help me
out. Linda!
Goodbye.
Poor kid.
Anne, not before time.
Oh, how did you get in here?
Well, if you must know, I was most unladylike and crawled through the transom.
Well, if Mrs. McCready saw you, I'd get thrown out.
On the contrary. Mrs. McCready helped me crawl in. She couldn't find the pass key. She approves of me.
No, that just shows what a bad judge of character she
is. She thinks I'm good for you.
A little she knows. Hey, what's that I can smell?
Well, don't say it like that or you won't get any.
Irish stick?
Got it in one. Now, how do I wait, Mr. Mulligan?
You're an angel. That's just what you are. Is it ready?
I wish you'd get that eager look in your eye when you thought about me. I get an inferiority complex when I'm around you. Beaten by a pot full of meat.
Say, how come the hospitality?
Well, I figured you wouldn't be eating much tonight, tomorrow being payday. And I also figured that if you came here, or I mean if I came here and cooked your dinner, you'd have enough tomorrow night to take me to a movie.
Oh, haven't you any pride?
Oh, I did have once, but a girl can only wait so long.
All right, you win. Matter of fact, I have enough left over to take you to a movie tonight.
Goody.
So, if you'll just serve the stew, I'll clean up. Oh, and hand me a double service. I'm starved.
Nice movie.
Mush.
Your trouble is you won't allow your emotions to take over. Oh, I cried and cried.
I know. My shoulder needs wringing out.
I'll buy you a new shoulder pad. Even bigger. It's a beautiful night.
Yeah, sure is.
Moon, just the right size. Stars, just shiny enough. Did you order this for me?
No.
Oh, I give up. Come on. You may as well take me home.
We can go to my place for coffee first, if you like.
Well, you might as well. Frankly, I think I'm losing out fast. Tell me something. Am I ugly?
No, why?
What color are my eyes?
Oh, how should I know? Blue, I think.
Oh, not that it matters, I suppose, but they're brown. Have a nice figure. Not Hollywood, but I can beat most of the crowd.
Check.
I'm not exactly brilliant, but I'm not dull witted either. I've read a book.
Check again.
Well, then what's wrong with me? I've been throwing myself at your dumb skull for just on a year now. You know, what happens is I get bounced on my beam ends.
Alan, you really want to know what's the matter with you?
Sure.
I mean, you won't be offended if I tell you.
What if I am? I asked for it, didn't I? Go ahead.
Well, No, maybe I better not.
Look, will you get on with it?
Well, No, I don't think so.
If you don't tell me, Jerry Mulligan, I'll bring you right here and now to help me.
Well, you asked for it. Alan, you're everything you said you are. But I'm afraid, I'm very much afraid that you'll never get a man.
Why?
Your feet are too big.
Why, you great overgrown fool!
Here we are.
Well, that could be construed as the finish.
Shh. Wait, Mrs. McCready.
That could be construed as the finish, Jerry Mulligan. After tonight, you and I are completely and utterly through. Do you hear me?
I hear you, and so can the whole building. Look, put that light on, will you? Here we are.
Yeah, well, you can make your own coffee.
Did it ever occur to you that you might be trying too hard?
Maybe I should take a leaf out of someone else's book?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? The glamour job next door. Yes. That surprised you, didn't it? Don't worry, Jerry. I've seen the adoring glances.
Now, look, don't be ridiculous.
Calf eyes. Well, I might try too hard, Jerry Mulligan, but all you do is look sick.
Will you leave it alone?
Quote, Belinda, I'll lay it on the line. I want you to be my girl. Unquote.
Oh, I hope it was fun listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a shriek. I knew I laughed me head off. Now, she's no good for you, Jerry.
How about you mind your own business?
Well, you must know it, too. Maybe she's nice, I don't know about that, but she's not for you.
Oh, quit it, will you?
Oh, all right, Jerry, I'll quit it. But you see if I'm not right. No, I guess I'll go home.
Oh, but what about your coffee?
I don't feel like any. Night, Jerry. Thanks for the movie.
Well, will I see you tomorrow?
Well, we work in the same newspaper. Hard to miss each other. Good night.
The guy who said women were unpredictable was sure right. Yeah, better hit the sack, I suppose. Women.
Jerry. Jerry.
Linda. Linda, what's wrong? Come in.
Well, I know it's terribly late, Jerry.
Oh, that's all right. But what's wrong, Linda? You're trembling.
Oh, do you mind if I wait here a while?
Oh. Stan.
Mm-hmm. He's been drinking. He saw me down the street and started to abuse me.
Why didn't you call the police?
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Well, if you won't, I will.
No, I just want to sit here till he gets in. Then he'll go to sleep pretty quickly.
Oh, sure. Well, I'll make some coffee. You just sit down right there and take it easy. You take the coffee, Black Linda?
Stan.
Any way she can get it, son.
Please, Stan.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I have come here for my dear sister. Are you ready to leave, dear sister?
She doesn't want to go with you.
Keep out of it, kid.
I said she doesn't want to.
I sell your face. Come on.
Please, Stan, don't make a scene.
Would I do that? Peaceful Stan, the happy man.
Good night, Jerry. Thanks.
Linda, you don't have to leave if you don't want to.
Sure, she don't have to leave if she don't want to. Do you want to leave, Linda?
Yes, Dan. Yes, I'm coming now.
You go on ahead and make up some coffee, seeing as how you're missing out here. I want to have a talk with our young friend.
Stan, don't cause any trouble. Jerry didn't mean
Can't
anything.
Can't I have a friendly talk with a neighbor without you butting in? Well, butt out. Go on.
Good night, Linda.
Go on. My man said good night.
Good night, Jerry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sorry myself. You shouldn't interfere in people's affairs, neighbor.
Why can't you leave her alone?
You been telling you lies?
No.
Now, let me tell you a couple of truths, neighbor. You talk to Linda anymore, and I'm going to have to deal with you.
Oh, sure. Like you did Linda.
Yeah. Never could keep her mouth shut. Now remember, neighbor, you watch yourself, or you'll get that pretty face all messed up. Ditches?
That'd be better.
How better? Break my back better? It's $18,000. Get that through your head. $18,000.
I don't care. You should have said no. You promised me.
Will you pay me $18,000 to keep a promise? You got that much laying around?
It's no good, Stan. I'm leaving.
You reckon?
I'm leaving, Stan.
You dumb or something? I keep telling you, you are not leaving. Get it? You are not leaving.
I've never been crooked, Stan.
Time you started.
I've never been crooked.
Or smart.
Maybe. I'm stuck all these years, but not anymore. I'm finished now, Stan.
Are you deaf or just plain stupid? I'll say it again. You are not leaving. And just to convince you, you are not leaving.
I won't. Stan, please. No, Stan. No.
Hello.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
9 o'clock.
What?
Do you intend working today?
The alarm must have failed. I'll see you. 9 o'clock. Come on, feet, let's go. Sort of dream I had about Linda and her brother. There it is.
Nothing funny about it. The girl must be on your mind.
Oh, not again.
I just meant because of last night. Anyway, you're lucky he didn't hit you.
You can say that again. He's a big boy. It's funny, though. It feels so real. It's just like I wasn't dreaming. And you can hear through those walls sometimes when it's quiet.
Oh, stop romancing. Come on, we're working people, you know. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry I blasted off last night.
Me too.
See you tonight?
Got some study to do.
Okay. So have I, for that matter.
Still, there's no reason why we can't study together.
Oh, it's a date. Now, come on, or we'll be out of work.
Enter.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Such a welcome. I'm overwhelmed.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking.
About?
Mrs. McCready just told me Linda and her brother checked out.
Oh, that was quick. What time did they leave?
I don't know. Mrs. McCready found a note and a week's rent when she got up this morning.
I may be obtuse, but why should that worry you?
I was thinking of a dream I had. Doesn't matter, I suppose. Well, it seems odd they should just shoot off like that in the middle of the night.
Well, if you're that worried, maybe you should go to the police.
What'll I tell them? That I had a dream last night and someone got hurt in the dream and it might be a good thing if they investigated? They put me in a padded cell.
Would you blame them?
I guess not. Well, it's peculiar. It was so real. All the business about $18,000 and getting out because he'd apparently stolen it.
Do you read Pawns as well?
Oh, very funny.
Are you very upset about her going?
It's just that it's a funny way to leave a place. They didn't have to sneak out. The rent was paid up.
No, I didn't mean about not seeing her again. Not knowing where she is.
Yes, I think so.
Are you in love with her?
I don't know. I think so.
You only think so.
I didn't have a chance to find out. She wouldn't go out with me except a cup of coffee sometimes. But I always felt as if I wanted to look after her, protect her.
Well, you're talking in the past tense.
Am I? Ellen, it was so real. The argument and then Stan hitting her and a sort of choked off scream. Silly, but I'm still worried.
Well, why don't you ask Mrs. McCready for the key to their apartment? You can have a look and satisfy yourself.
What good would that do? If he did kill Linda, he'd have taken the body with him. It's the obvious reason to check out.
Well, there'd be some sign, surely. Now you got me believing in dreams. Come on, we'll find Mrs. McCready. I couldn't bear to have this to think about all night. Well, come on.
I don't think I want to.
Well, for gosh sakes, what are you scared of?
That may not have been a dream.
Well, I'll go and get the key. Goodness gracious, you're making a drama out of nothing. I'll only be a second. Mrs. McCready's taking in a local movie. She'll be home at 11.
Oh, I'm glad.
So, if you want to have a look-see, you'll have to break in. Do we break?
No. This must be my morbid cycle. I wonder why I should have $18,000 on my brain.
Why do we always dream in round figures?
Hand me those papers. No, not today. It's that pile over there.
But they're days old.
I know. Now, go through this pile.
What am I looking for?
Robbery.
Any old robbery?
Any old robbery that concerns $18,000.
Oh, to think I could have washed my hair this evening.
Yeah, see now. No, there's nothing here. What about you?
There's a revolution in South America somewhere. A man just discovered a way to unboil an egg. And here's a...
What?
Here's a store robbery 2 days ago in which a man stole $18,000.
2 days ago?
Well, then it wasn't.
No, it wasn't a dream. That means that Linda's dead and her brother killed her.
Been gone for hours. What did you find out?
I found the manager of the store. He's the man who had the money lifted from him.
I thought you were going to the police.
Well, I wanted to be absolutely sure first.
And?
The description I gave of Stan Carno tallies with that of the man who robbed the store. It's got to be him.
Oh, where do we go from here?
The police. Come on.
Oh, next time you dream anything, remember not to tell me about it.
Come on, will you? We'll get a cab. Taxi.
Sit down, Mr. Mulligan. What's this about a dream? You too, miss.
Oh, thank you.
What's it all about?
Well, it all...
One at a time.
Well, it's about a dream and some people in the next apartment and a robbery.
Yeah, sounds fascinating.
It's a bit mixed up at the moment.
Well, how about you start talking and I'll do the unmixing as we go along. Well, it's an interesting story, Mr. Mulligan.
Well, don't you believe me?
Yeah, I think so. You wake up, you hear an argument, you're half asleep. Well, when you wake up in the morning, it's all pretty hazy. Yeah, now let me see. Why did you contact the store manager before seeing us?
Well, I wanted to be sure of everything.
Uh-huh. You got any personal stake in this?
Well, I...
You see, Detective, he thinks he's in love with Linda.
Oh. Well, let's go back to the apartment.
But that's no good. He's already checked out.
I know. We found his car about 20 miles out of town.
You found it? I mean...
The car was burned out. Come on, kids. We'll take a look at the apartment.
This is it. Sorry, Mrs. McCready isn't here. She's got the keys with her.
Yeah, I've had to open doors before.
Oh, gosh. I'm scared.
They must have been arguing in the kitchen. It's next to my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
It's through the... Linda. Linda!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Come on, kid.
But Linda, she...
Yeah, you had the right dream, kid, but the wrong corpse.
I thought Stan was the one. I was trying to... You knew, didn't you?
Yeah, we found a body in a burned-out car. A husband's body.
Husband? Why?
In Berwick here, you get more jobs if you're not married.
But why did she come back here?
Well, I think she lost her reason a little after she killed her husband. You know, she could have told us about it, plain self-defense. She must have dumped the car and figured she had nowhere to go, and, well, I guess she just gravitated back here. Don't worry, kid. We would have found her.
Will she have to...
No. No, I don't think she'll come to trial.
I'm glad.
Jerry.
Ellen, I...
I know. Come on.
Closing door finishes a story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by the key.